3:96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and Carla needs a little bit of help. This is actually quite harassing what's happening to you.
It's quite terrible. And yeah. I think as we joke about it, it's like low-key not funny, but it's been happening for so long that I'm just like, this is just a part of my email day.
Okay, so 877-591-9696. How should Carla respond, A or B?
Retaliate. Because I don't... Okay, so basically, for a while now that I have been doing radio, I have been getting emails from this man named Dennis.
Dennis. Okay. What a menace.
Yeah, Dennis the menace. Yes, Dennis the menace. And it'll say stuff like, urgent, please open.
Okay.
Must open, please help. Chicago radio, must see, urgent. Like, stuff
and
like
so
that.
And so you're like, oh, okay, I've got something I should check out.
And he'll make different emails because I keep blocking his emails. He'll make a new email to send me an email.
Yeah.
And I'll open it.
All right.
And it'll be a video.
Of his
little Dennis.
Oh.
Of little D.
Wow.
And I'm like, what do I do? How do I get this man to stop? How do I...
My initial thought is like, blast this guy online.
Right. Like my first thought is like, expose him. But I can't do that, can I?
Yeah. Well, you don't want that on your page.
I don't want to give him a larger platform.
Like, everybody go follow at It's Fog Carla on Instagram. And then there's that.
To see Dennis the Menace.
So 877-591-9696. What do you do? Gloria in Evanston, I'm not sure this will work, but what's your thought?
So I was just telling Ma that Carla should email back and say, hey, I do not appreciate this.
I think we're gentle parenting this menace by saying I don't appreciate it. I don't think that's enough.
I don't think he cares.
Have you ever responded to this guy?
No, never.
You've never said like, hey, I do not want this.
No, because I feel like that's just egging him on. And the thing is, I have his first and last name.
Right.
I have his first and last name. And so I have looked him up like on my followers.
Sure.
I'm like, who is this Dennis guy? I cannot find him.
Okay, so Gloria, I like it. I think this needs to, there needs to be something more firm.
Yeah, something a little harsher for unsolicited Dennis the Menace.
Thank you, Gloria.
Or expose him.
Yeah, again, you got to be careful with that. Imagine that backfires and he sues you for... By the way...
Don't they call that revenge?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, fellas, I don't know that women want to see that as much as we might want them to want to see that.
Yeah, like, you know, if I didn't ask, I definitely don't want to browse.
I think it's a weird thing to be like, hey, surprise, here's my junk.
But also to label it Chicago Radio Urgent.
Yeah, and then it's not
and
urgent.
And then it's not
Chicago
urgent at all.
Kia, our friend in Hammond, Indiana, what is your suggestion?
Call the police.
Oh, just straight
up.
That is
literally a crime. That is a crime, 110%.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even like realize that it would be. I could just call the cops and tell them, what do I tell them? Like, hey, this guy is sending me.
All they need is an email. They can literally find his IP address and see where he's doing this from. Like, technology is so advanced. They can find this guy, and that is literally a crime. He can go to jail for that.
For sending those videos. Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hadn't even considered that.
Because I have multiple emails.
Different email addresses.
Yeah.
Get him, Carla. Send him to jail.
Yeah.
You're not his only victim. You're probably not his only victim.
Yeah, that's true. Has this ever happened to you, Kia? Just unsolicited, like, surprise, here you go.
Yes, but I called the police.
So, in this case, snitches don't get stitches, snitches get results, because we are victims.
Right, because who wants to see little Dennis?
Nobody. I don't want to see little Dennis. Trust me, I do not. In fact, I'm, like, afraid that he's listening now.
Yeah,
and he's amping up.
Here's
a
new one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, fellas.
I just don't want it to escalate. He knows where you are, like the radio station. Like, it'll probably escalate to stalking because that's normally where it goes next when they get ignored.
But the good thing is this hasn't escalated.
No, thank gosh.
It's just been years of random videos of him saying, hey, guess what? Here I am.
And I'm just like, oh, well, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. So we can call the cops. That's a thank you for that. I guess I didn't like realize that I could just contact
report
the authorities.
Yeah. But I feel like, well, like, which do you call? 311 and they're like Chicago PD and you're like, so this guy? and they're going to be like, we got a lot going on.
Right.
Like, no, maybe there's some other crimes division.
Yeah, maybe I just go to the station and, like, just make a report.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Interesting, nonetheless. Well, I'm sorry that that's happening. I feel like I'm constantly apologizing on behalf of all men. Men, stop!
Just stop being weird.
Do not just randomly send that.
No.
And don't pull the, ooh, that was an accident thing.
Because it wasn't. You typed urgent. Chicago radio must see.
It's not urgent. All right, it's Moe and Carla Mornings. We are commercial free on B96, the Rhythm of Chicago.